Welcome to Whack Back. It's the podcast that is still very afraid to ride the Woody Woodpecker ride at Universal Studios, if that's still a thing. I don't know. But the good news is today we are going to be bracketing off Universal Studios rides. And to do so, and we can ask them if the Woody Woodpecker ride is still there, I have brought on two Universal Studios experts, Brian and Carlin, from the Double Parked podcast. They're also Disney experts, but I don't mess with the Disney too much. So how you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
All righty. What do you guys do over there at the Double Parked? I know because I've checked out a few of your podcast episodes, and that's why I reached out to try to get you guys on. But tell the folks here what you do over at the Double Parked.
I'd have to say we just talk about whatever we feel. Orlando theme parks, period. We started off thinking we're going to talk just about the parks, mainly Universal and Disney. But it very quickly turned into all things even related to the parks. So if we're talking about movies, characters, IPs, whatever brings you to the Orlando area theme parks, we'll talk about it.
And we have a great time doing it. We try to keep them fun, creative, and not your grandma's travel tips.
Well, good. Yeah, my grandma, she wasn't a big Universal fan anyway. I don't think she got much out of the hills of Kentucky, but otherwise, yeah, I'm sure she was a fine lady, even though she did not partake in the pleasures of theme parking, so to speak. Before we get started on our journey, I kind of need to explain what a whack bracket is, and then we will get started bracketing off these rides. Pretty much what I do is I take eight contestants or eight things, bracket them off against each other. I bring on fellow podcasters such as Carlin and Brian here to help me out because solo podcasting, talking yourself for 6 hours, whatever, how long these episodes are, not a lot of fun to me. And the thing is I change the questions every round. So what may be asked in the first round, a different question will be asked in the second round. So we're just not sure where it's going to go most of the time. About 90% of the time, the contestant we think is going to win has no chance of winning. If you guys are ready to go, I will get started with the bracketing.
Yeah, let's
Sounds
go.
Good.
All right. First question. And this is, again, Universal Studios Rides. More likely to smell a stranger's body odor during, the line included, would it be the Simpsons ride or would it be the Forbidden Journey?
Okay, so the Simpsons really just give me like a stinky vibe in general. Mm-hmm. Homer, I feel like he reeks and I feel like he attracts those types of people.
I'm also going to give it to the Simpsons ride, but not because of the Simpsons ride, I guess, because of Forbidden Journey being the opposite to me. So the ride itself, you are flinging around, swinging around. So if anyone has body odor, it's not going to linger. You move so quickly through that ride, it's going to dissipate.
Okay.
Simpsons, you're sitting in that little booth for 2.5, 3.5 minutes. So it's just going to sit there and linger and travel.
I feel like you're going to have a more likely chance of smelling vomit on Forbidden Journey.
Well, I'm not sure which one I'm going to go with. It doesn't sound like my opinion matters too much at the moment, but that's okay because I at least wanted to give the Forbidden Journey a run. As we know, the Simpsons, the lines are actually usually pretty far spaced apart until you get inside. Next thing you know, you're crammed in the line with eight people and it's eight wide. And it's a pretty small room where you get the stupid Abus on one side and
little fairway games.
Yeah, Willie's on the other side and the Hall of Senators or whatever. I don't remember. Anyway, long story short is that room's kind of crowded. But then you get in that little bitty tiny booth. And yeah, it's like the size of a medicine cabinet. And you're going to smell people. And then you're on the ride, two rows of four each. So if you're only going with two people, you're instantly going to be set beside someone. It's the odds of you smelling somebody are good. But I want to at least give Forbidden Journey a run. It's a long walk outside. And then if it's hot, then you've been walking outside, you go inside, you're kind of crammed in a little tight, you're walking through, you get on the ride. Sure, as you were saying, you're spinning and everything, you don't smell, but is it just me or does that ride break down more than any other ride in the park?
I think Hagrid's takes that medal.
Oh, really?
She's known for being a picky mistress. She picks and chooses when she wants to work, but close second, yes.
Okay.
And to your point, I wanted to add, if you get stuck in the greenhouse room, you're in a greenhouse in 90 degree Florida heat. You're going to get those smells.
It's kind of sweltering.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you're right. So yeah, I think the Simpsons are going to win anyway. But one more question about the Forbidden Journey. Do you know in the ride, because it's the Forbidden Journey, you're kind of like leaning backwards. Do you know where the faces that show up on the smoke?
During the Dementor scene?
It's right around the Dementor scene, and then there's like smoke rolling around, and sometimes there's like one face, sometimes there's a few faces, sometimes there's no faces. I think it used to be a skull.
Oh, yes. It's like The Chamber of Secrets? Is that what you're talking about?
I haven't seen the Harry Potter movies. My daughter could school me on this, but I have no idea. All I know is there's a scene where there's like, sometimes there's like, looks like maybe the people who designed the roller coaster, maybe their faces are on it. I have no idea.
I'm going to be really honest. I'm kind of a chicken shit. And half the time my eyes are closed on this.
I can second that. My eyes are usually closed. But I do know that there is a scene with like a lot of Dementors at once.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And if they don't all work, they don't put the lights on. So like sometimes you will see them and sometimes you won't. So
It's this thing where you can see the Dementors, but then there's like smoke that's billowing and they're like putting a camera on it or the show faces. So check it out. So,
okay. Yeah.
Because
I'll try.
It used to be a skull, but now I think it's like who knows who, like somebody's fat uncle. I have no idea. So long story short, it does sound like the Simpsons ride is going to advance to the second round, but we have three more questions in the first round, and the Simpsons ride will face the winner of this question. More disappointing to wait an hour to ride. Would it be the Men in Black ride, or would it be the E.T. ride?
To wait an hour? E.T., for sure. Just because I've never waited more than 15 minutes for E.T. I've been spoiled, so after getting on it so quick, anything longer than 30 minutes is just trash.
All right. As I said previously, I'm a chicken shit. E.T. has frightened me since I was a young child. I think I would be disappointed to wait an hour, get in there, his beady little eyes staring at me. No, I don't want it.
So E.T.'s for both of you guys.
And, yes. And
the thing about the E.T. ride is I hate the smell of that thing. It smells like a gym locker room.
That's the only thing I like, actually.
People love it. You can buy candles of it.
My daughter loves it. I was expecting to understand. I don't get it. I don't
like
that smell.
It's nostalgic.
Is that what it is? Yeah. To me, it's just weird.
I will say about Men in Black, I'm never going to be disappointed because it's a shooting game. I live for those.
I think with Men in Black, I've come to like it more over the years, partially because we tend to have fast passes when we go to Universal Studios, so we can really get through it. But the thing about Men in Black, if you don't know how to ride it, this is what I was thinking about why it may be disappointing. If you don't know how to score points, because obviously there's certain ways you can score points, you go in there and you get like 8,000 or 12,000 points the whole ride, and people are getting like hundreds of thousands. You just feel like an idiot. The thing that bothers me too is they say, don't hit the red button. And then later on, it's like, hit the red button. Now it's all confusing. You have to hit whatever.
By the time you realize you have to hit the red button, it's already too late and you don't get the points.
The thing that bothers me is like, sometimes I'll hit it exactly the same time. It doesn't matter. Sometimes I get points. Sometimes I don't. It's annoying.
Does only one person get it?
I know I've gotten it with multiple people in the car. I think there may be a limit to the number of people in the car that can get it. I don't
Waiting
know.
Waiting an hour and 15 to not hit the button? Would upset me.
See, that's what I'm saying. And
some of E.T.'s outside, right?
Just the queue. Everything else is inside. It smells like it's outside. But no. And then the other thing about E.T., I hate his... You hate E.T. I hate E.T. too, but I hate his friends.
Magdoll. Magdoll. She is terrifying. She's the third one you meet.
Yeah, and there's like a whole bunch of little E.T.'s, and then there's the two cops that actually look like they were in the Men in Black movie because they're just like these big guys that look like they have fake skin pulled over them in the cop car. So yeah, it's a terrifying ride to begin with.
I am thinking about starting a E.T. support group. It's for people who are terrified of E.T.
Yeah. You could call it the E.T. support group, the extra terrified support group.
Yeah.
Also, this is such a nitpick, but a little fun fact. Next time you go to E.T., as you're walking in, there's the posters for the 30th anniversary, and the year on the poster is not the 30th anniversary year of E.T.
Really?
So, like, they just were like, put up, like, I think this is like 2002, or like, it's a random year. It's not the 30th anniversary, but the poster says, like, extraterrestrial 30th anniversary, blah, blah, blah. So look for that next time you're in line.
All right. The other thing I hate about the line in E.T., it's actually kind of funny, is when you go in and they ask for your name. I never can hear it at the end. My daughter claims she can hear it, but we always give them fake names like Tammy Lynn or Buddy or just whatever, and I never hear it.
So. I've asked for Bob because he says it very like dryly, like
Bab. Bob's Burgers.
Exactly Bab. Like Linda on Bob's Burgers, and that
Bab.
Is why I love it. They don't do that anymore, though. That is a COVID casualty, is that name. At the end, he just says, goodbye, friends. So it's still cute, but not the same.
Well, I know Carlin's not his friend.
He's not.
Carlin's like, I know you ain't talking to me.
Keep your friends close. Keep E.T. closer, if you know what I mean.
E.T.'s a fucking liar, then. So needless to say, more reason for him to go on. Maybe we can kill E.T.'s ride in this next round. But either way, it looks like the E.T. ride and the Simpsons ride are going to advance. And then we have
our two least favorites.
See, that's okay. That's okay. Good news is you can trash them. It gives you more reason to trash things. It's no fun to talk about stuff you like.
True.
So here we go. Third question. Worst to eat an unsettling meal right before. Would it be the Incredible Hulk ride or would it be the Hagrid ride?
I'm going to let Brian start.
Oh, hands down the Hulk. This is both me trashing one ride and complimenting another. The Hulk is very rough. I also, fun fact, grew up in New Jersey, so I grew up going to Six Flags Great Adventure pretty often, which is known for like King Ka, El Toro, all these really big, want to say B&M coasters. That's where my inner theme park nerd comes out. Either B&M or Intamin is the brand that makes them. But they're very rough, very jostly, and they will throw you every which way. And that's Hulk, which launches you out at, insert miles per hour here. Where on the flip side, you have Hagrid's, which is one of the smoothest coasters I've ever been on. It is so nice. You don't even feel the track. I just love it. So I would absolutely lose my lunch on Hulk. But Hagrid's, like, I feel like Hagrid's helps me digest better.
I will say, the Hulk, I kind of black out after, like, the second, like, upside down conversion. Yeah. Is that what they're called? Inversion?
Something. Loop-de-loop.
Inversion, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what stupid people like me call it, the loop. The loop thing.
So I don't even think I would get sick. I would just be blacked out. So I'm going to go with Hagrid's because I feel like if I had a butterbeer and I went on that, I'd be a little upset. True. That butterbeer is kind of thick, not settling very well.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's really just, it's too much.
Very sweet.
They actually do have some quality craft beers in one of the places.
Hogsmeade. It's in Hogshead. And you can get the Harry Potter version of Fireball, which is called Phoenix Ale, something like that. It's a cinnamon whiskey that you can get on tap.
Huh. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that. I need to.
Hogshead Brewery in Hogsmeade.
Yeah, I've gotten some beers. I think they've got a dark beer or a porter. I've had the red ale. I think they even have a porter or a stout that I can't recall, but pretty good shit. But yeah, I'm not sure which one of these I'm going to go with. At a Carlin's point, I've almost passed out on the Incredible Hulk ride, but it's like you get the sun in your face and you're going really fast. And it's like, you know, so I start blinking just trying to stay awake. And then you do have that acceleration at the beginning. However, I don't think it's as jerky a ride as Brian says it is. I hate the Rip Ride Rocket. The Rip Ride Rocket, I cannot stand.
Yeah, Rip Ride Rocket definitely jerks you around, especially with the brake runs. There's a lot of brake runs, so you just like get like skidded and whiplash as it slows you down.
Yeah, so I think the Hulk is by and large a relatively smooth coaster. It's not as smooth as Hagrid's, mind you, but I've never really gotten to where I feel like I'm going to get sick on the Hulk. The thing I love about the beginning of the Hulk is watching somebody get in. It's like me, because over the last couple of years, I'll get a little heavier, I'll get a little lighter, and then I'm counting my clicks as I'm pushing down, going, how many clicks can I get? You don't want to get too tight, because then you're stuck. You're like, this is the whole ride. Yeah. So yeah, but as far as a Hagrid's ride, there's still no Fast Pass, which sucks, because last time I went there, I had to wait like damn near 2 hours. And, and being a Fast Pass snob, we don't go to as many vacations. We just save. So when we go, we stay on site at Universal, get the Fast Passes, and just really live it up, which is a blast. But we wouldn't stay on site if we didn't get the Fast Pass. If you come in from out of town, it's tough to go to Universal Studio and have to wait in those lines and waste your whole vacation. It's like you go to Universal Studios and you get 6 rides the entire day. You're like, this sucks. Especially the Flight of the Hippogriff. That has to be the most disappointing. Because it's like a 55-second ride, and sometimes it'll be like 45 minutes or an hour wait. You're just like, man, I feel bad for all these people. But yeah, with the Hagrid ride, I'll say this. I was surprised at how different it was of a ride, kind of the elevation or the drop that it did, and it got going fast.
Yeah.
And the other thing I loved in the line, tell me if you remember the sign from the line. It says, please mount bike, then sidecar. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me what ride to fornicate with. If I want to screw, you know, the Simpsons ride, I'm going to screw the Simpsons ride. And then you want me to mount the bike and the sidecar. It's like an orgy with the thing you ride again. I'm like, no, thanks. I will keep everything on the up and up with the sidecar particularly. So I think if you didn't know what to expect, I think there's more rides like the Hulk. So you're going to know what to expect. I think it's going to be Hagrid because it is a surprising ride. I was really surprised when I first went on it. I don't think I've ever been surprised by a roller coaster. That one had some changes to it.
Yeah, I will say Hagrid's is not, I don't even consider it really a roller coaster as much as just a ride. There's so many elements. You're not just going forward and backwards without spoiling anything. There's so many different effects added to it that you don't even realize you're on a roller coaster, air quotes, that no one can see because this is a podcast.
But yeah, so I think I'm going to actually, my first vote to count, we're going to put Hagrid through. So Carlin and I are going to agree. I'm sure we'll agree later in the episode, Brian.
Oh, I support it still.
So the Hagrid ride is going to go on to the next round against the winner of this question. And this is what I really wish that my daughter could have joined us with, because we have so much fun on this ride, both of these rides. More enjoyable interactive experience, yelling out at the storyline. Is it the Spider-Man ride or is it the Mummy?
That's a tough one.
Okay. So with the Mummy, it freaks me out. I feel like I would scream a lot. I don't know if it'd be about the storyline. The first part with like all the, are they skeleton that like pop up?
Oh yeah, they're mummies. Yeah, they're like mummy skeleton warriors or something.
I always want to yell at them. And then the devil, is that what he is?
What's his, I don't know. But
no, he's the Mummy, Carlin. Spoiler alert. But he does have a specific mummy name that I will look up as she's talking.
Yeah, he's like, oh, the ride's over. That doesn't really fit, does it? Because, like, you're supposed to be on a studio tour? I don't know. So the storyline, I would want to yell at that. Spider-Man, the villains, I don't like any of them. I want to save the day.
I'll give you an example of what I was actually thinking when I crafted this question. So this might change your answer. I was thinking that you as the rider yells out like with the story. I'll give you an example, for instance. So I'll take this first just to get you guys a chance to think about it. You can change your answer if you'd like. In The Mummy, for instance, I love when the ride starts going backwards. And I always like acting like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Because it's like, I know what's going to happen. It doesn't scare me at all. But you can tell people that have never ridden it freaks them out. And then at the end of the ride, at the very end, when Brendan's asking for his cup of coffee.
Oh, yes.
I always loved yelling, get Brendan his damn cup of coffee. So, but yeah, in the Spider-Man ride, we always love at the very beginning with when we go in, it's always fun just saying like, Spider-Man nearby, trouble can't be far away. You know what trouble means? Headlines, national coverage. So don't screw this up. So we just love like the back and forth, like repeating the storyline and kind of yelling at things that happen. And so I was thinking of actually like interacting with the ride.
Oh, okay.
But your thoughts may vary. Again, whack brackets, the good thing about the questions is however they're worded and however you want, you can answer them however you want. So
see, that's the way I had taken it, as more so like quotable ride. Yeah. So like I, every time, it's always the spider signal, which is like that's before. Yeah. So that one I quote a lot. I love when Green Goblin, or it's not Green Goblin, it's Hobgoblin. Comic book nerd. When he's like, trick or treat, smell my feet, time to blow you off the street. So like all those parts I know by heart. Right. However, I do love I would have loved this interview a lot more if I had gotten my cup of coffee. which is the end there, Brendan Fraser. The reason I'm going to give it to the Mummy, though, is because I love saying out loud, ghostly swoosh. Because in that scene when Imhotep, I looked it up, his name is Imhotep, the Mummy. He like swooshes across the screen when he's, before he like gets taken over, I guess, Brendan Fraser. And the closed captioning in parentheses just says ghostly swoosh. And it's my favorite thing. It's like a well-known thing because Universal actually came out with buttons that said ghostly swoosh in brackets. That's so hilarious. Mummy gets it just because I like to say out loud in the beginning when he's like, turn back, it's a trap, the curse is real, and then the end.
Oh, yeah. Not even the Magi can save
you now.
Yeah, save you now. That's it. So, yeah. So yeah, I didn't even answer, but I want to see where Carlin goes before I give my answer. So what do you think? Knowing what you know now, Carlin, or going however you want to go. Spider-Man, the Mummy.
Okay. Spider-Man, I can quote more. I love when he's like, nice glasses. I'm like, okay, that's so cheesy. I love it. I'm going to go Spider-Man just to be different for Brian.
All right. Well, that being said, since you're going Spider-Man, and I told Brian I'd agree with him, and this is not why I'm agreeing with him, but I really love the Mummy. I love Spider-Man. It's a great ride because it's so close to the front of the park. So it's one of the first rides you're going to hop on and when you go in. to Islands of Adventure. But yeah, The Mummy, it's kind of a different roller coaster than anything else they got there. So I think maybe Hagrid does a little more like it now, but before it was so different than anything else. So yeah, big fan of The Mummy, but yeah, the scenes and yelling out, it's I love screwing with the people that have never ridden it, because they, if you've never ridden The Mummy, you will lose your shit, because yeah, people are just freaking out when that thing starts flying backwards. So I always love giving them that false sense of security.
That and the flame ceiling, like, oh, that's yeah, a great reaction, because it's, you feel that heat, like you will singe a little bit of your eyebrows off in that part.
You also feel the heat in Spider-Man when the Hobgoblin's throwing the little
True, if it works, because last two times we've gone, it hasn't worked. And there's no reason for that to be a COVID casualty, so.
Yeah, maybe people are storing up on pumpkins and the Hobgoblin couldn't get his fire pumpkin. So.
Yeah, I have some words. There's not enough explosions.
So I think we have our first round set. The Mummy's going to face Hagrid in the next round, as well as E.T. is going to face the Simpsons in the next round. So on to the second round, we are going to pit the E.T. ride against the Simpsons ride. The ride that best supports or advertises the franchise it was based on. Would it be the E.T. ride or the Simpsons ride?
I'm going straight up E.T. because the Simpsons ride itself focuses very much on the carnival aspect. So if I rode that ride and didn't ever watch the Simpsons, I'd be like, oh, Simpsons is a show about carnivals or like animated carnivals, which is not really the case. E.T., you are riding through the ride. So, or through the movie. Hello? Riding through the ride. We're smart here. Riding through the movie, and therefore you kind of know, if you watch the movie already, you know what's going on. If you ride the ride first and you watch the movie, you'll be like, oh, I remember that part. Or like, I remember seeing that in the ride. But Simpsons, as far as I know, you get like a tiny microcosm of the however many seasons of the show there are.
Okay, question. Mm-hmm. On E.T., at the end, whenever you like see Magdal and like he makes it home, is that in the movie?
Not the original, but I think it's in the, I think there were either straight to VHS sequels or like a
really?
Show.
I did not know this.
There's more than just the original E.T. movie.
Are you shitting me? There's nope. More content on this ugly ass alien. Oh my God.
It's more for you to hate, Carla. You didn't even know this. Yeah, that's news to me.
I'm pretty sure. Or maybe I'm just having fever dreams.
I'm not very good at this question because I don't think I've seen the Simpsons movie. I know the Big Donut Rolls, there's Spider Pig. Why is Spider Pig not in the ride?
I don't know.
He's iconic.
He
right?
is iconic. Yeah. Yeah.
Spider Pig?
Does whatever a spider pig does.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And it could be the show. It just says the show or movie, I think. So, yeah. The franchise. So, yeah.
Franchise. If you've
seen The Simpsons, it could be the show.
I will say Simpsons Land really incorporates the franchise because you can get the Duff beer at Moe's. Mm-hmm. You can go there. They have Krusty the Clown. Krusty, yeah. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Krusty. You can meet him. You can meet Homer. You can meet all the Simpsons, I think. Uh-huh. You can't meet E.T. They don't have any food. So I feel like the land might incorporate better with the Simpsons.
All right. I did say the Simpsons, so yeah.
I'll give you the land. I don't know what drugs I was on, but there are no sequels. Yeah. So I don't know. Apparently there was a holiday special that was like 5 minutes long. But at least the characters Magdal, Orbidon, and Teekly, I think is how I'd say it, are original for the ride. And I could have sworn I've seen them somewhere else.
Yeah, I wasn't going to contradict you, but I'm glad you contradicted yourself because I had no idea what you were talking about.
I don't know where I got that from.
Because to me, the ride is, it's just like you're going through and you've just dropped acid and there's all these weird characters and you're like, and I hate being lectured by Steven Spielberg at the beginning. It's like Steven Spielberg wasn't in the movie. You go through and it's like, okay, well, you got E.T. on the little bike and you fly over the little city. Okay. And then all of a sudden you're introduced to a whole shit ton of people you don't know. And you're just supposed to care about these characters. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Where at least all the characters in The Simpsons are Simpsons characters.
True.
So long story short is I think The Simpsons does a better job incorporating the actual franchise universe than E.T. because E.T. just goes, except in Brian's fever dreams that he was talking about.
E.T. has a lot less to work with, too. E.T. has one 2-hour movie and How many Simpsons? How many
so many
of the Simpsons are there? It's like 40.
Yeah, I mean, they could have worked in like Drew Barrymore's drug habit when she was a kid. And you see Drew like snorting a line of coke off of a mirror. And no, other than that, I don't think you're going to work in a lot.
Have you had a Duff beer?
I have.
They're good.
They're pretty good. They're not bad.
I got one on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, did you? I think the Harry Potter beer is actually better, though.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it, but I think it's like a Raven something beer. But I think that's the good one. But one of them's really good.
Yeah, I was surprised. Duff is kind of dark. It's like a Yingling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not a light beer, but it's not so bad. Those crusty burgers aren't worth getting, by the way.
I haven't tried that.
Yeah, they're not good. And most of the food in that little area is not great food. So,
the Simpsons win?
Yeah, I think the Simpsons win.
Wow. Who would have guessed?
not me, but they're going to go into the finals against
I just like to note out that Carlin despises the Simpsons with every fiber of her being.
Okay, Maggie's cute, the baby. But Homer, he kind of freaks me out.
Don't downplay it. For the however many months that Carlin and I have been going to Universal together, we've never once together done the Simpsons ride because she refuses to do the Simpsons ride. I've done it several times before. Yeah. So she's trying to be all coy here and trying to pretend like she doesn't hate them with a feverish passion.
Okay, but some of those characters, those are like the characters your parents tell you not to. When they're like, don't talk to strangers, they're talking about people like the Simpsons.
Like Barney Gumble?
Yeah, and Krusty the Clown.
Yeah. Sideshow Bob's even worse.
Sideshow Bob's the worst one.
Yeah, they're just kind of creepy. Yeah.
I tell you what will really give you nightmares, Carlin, is have you seen where they will take the characters? They do this with other cartoon characters, but The Simpsons, I think, may be the most horrifying. They try to make real people. They make the character out of the show look like a real person.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's horrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
I'll Google that later.
Yeah, you will not sleep tonight.
Spooky season.
Yeah, this is a lot. The Homer one's a lot to deal with. I think the Krusty the Clown's pretty bad. You just got to check it out.
Ugh.
So the Simpsons, on to the next round against the winner of this bracket. We have the Hagrid ride versus the Mummy. Question being, which ride would you more enjoy going on the most number of times in a row if you didn't have to wait in line?
This is hard. I like both of these. I'm going to say probably Hagrid's because it's, like you said, there's no fast pass. And it's usually 3 hours pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I don't know, it's such a good experience. There's a storyline so in-depth, makes you feel like you're at Hogwarts. I love Harry Potter. So I don't know if that's super biased, but...
You're welcome to be biased. I don't have rules for this show. You actually don't even have to have an answer. You can be like, I don't care. I'm just saying this, and that's what I'm doing.
Plead the fifth. I also have to go Hagrid's for many reasons. One, because I am bitter and petty, and so if I'm able to ride it over and over again just to brag to the people that waited 10 hours on opening day to ride it, I absolutely will. Which is why when it reopened for COVID, I made it very well known to everyone that I was like, oh, remember a few months ago where you stood for 10 hours without going to the bathroom in 90-degree Florida heat to ride this ride once? We just did it 4 times in 2 hours. So that reason... Also, riding in the motorbike versus the sidecar is like two variations that feel like kind of two different rides. So that as well. And I love the aspects of Hagrid's, like we said before, how it's not just like a regular roller coaster. So I will do that one on loop over and over again. We have done that because we've seen Hagrid's go through all different kinds of loading. So when we first started, it was virtual queue only. When we went in like June, no, July. When did they reopen? July. So it was virtual queue only. And so we would get virtual queues per person that was in the park. So if we went in a group of four, we had 4 groups to board with. So there was one point where like I think I had a boarding group between 11 and 11:30 and hers was 11:30 to 12. So we got off the ride, did a Yui and got back in with our second boarding group.
Oh, great.
And then it went to only standby. And now I think it's a mix. It's standby, and then when it gets really crowded, it goes to virtual. They've changed it so many times, but having done it where we literally just walked out, didn't even take our bags out of our lockers, pulled the Yui, and walked back in, it's the end of it for me.
I forgot to mention, but the Mummy's older. It's kind of jerky. I feel like I would have neck problems if I went over it over and over again.
Yeah, I would like to give a better answer. Hagrid's I've only ridden once. As we said, last time I went, there was no COVID. So I had to wait 2 hours. And it's
not bad.
Yeah.
No, it's in a bad way compared to a lot of people. Yeah, it's like, I just don't have the constitution to wait in this line again. So the mummy, we do ride several times in a row sometimes with the fast pass. We just go in because a lot of times there's not a big long wait for the mummy. So you just do you're in that part of the park. There's not a lot over in that part of the park to do other than the mummy.
That's fair.
Yeah, we all pretend that Jimmy Fallon doesn't exist. So there's really not much to do there.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the Mr. Fallon ride or the show for that matter.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. And really, it's Diagon Alley. Like, that's the closest thing. Yeah.
The closest thing is Fast and Furious Supercharged, Carlin. I'll have you know.
That's such a bad ride.
Fun story about that. I happened to be in the park. This was in 2018, the day that they did the very first soft opening. It was not announced. So they were just like, surprise, if you're in the park and you want to ride it, go ahead. So we got in line. We waited 2 hours. They had told us, like, it's the same ride technology as Kong, which I love Kong.
Right.
So I was super excited.
Yeah, I'm all right with Kong.
We waited an hour for it to be stopped because it was in testing. And then we finally got it in half an hour later. So I waited 2 hours for this ride to be so disappointed. And, of course, at the end, they had their surveyors asking, like, what did you think? And I was like, this is trash. You got rid of Beetlejuice's graveyard review to put in trash.
I don't like it. I don't have anything good to say about it. So, yeah, but I think I would go with Hagrid as well. And I do have a couple more things I wanted to mention about, because you mentioned about riding as many times as you can. We get to do that sometimes, particularly on the Hippogriff, because we would get the Fast Pass. And the Fast Pass is one where the Hippogriff line moves pretty fast for Fast Pass, but for the non-fast people, it blows. And I swear, one time we did like the Hippogriff 3 times in a row, and the first time we went through, fine. Second time we went through, I started feeling a little bad because we passed the same people that were in line, and you could tell that they'd saw us again. And then the third time we went through, I just like really, I was... They've moved like 3 feet, and we were in the ride 3 times. So, yeah, we're the fast pass holes. The other thing that we do is on the train. What's the name of the train that goes between the parks?
Hogwarts Express.
Yeah, see, I'm not a Harry Potter guy, but where they have Hagrid in there, I always like saying when there's another little kid in the car with me and my daughter, I'm, look, it's Dumbledore. And the kid freaks out and loses every bit of it. She's like, that's not Dumbledore. You want to trigger kids at Universal Studios, just call Harry Potter characters something they're not.
So oh, I don't like children, so I'm all for that.
All right. Well, we ought to hang out. I can tell you all kinds of ways to trigger kids. I'm kind of jerky like that myself.
Yeah, I don't recommend the Revenge of the Tooth Fairy haunted house right now because it is all demented kids like in the haunted house. And I'm not about it. Carlin has a great video of me not having it with these creepy Victorian children trying to scare me in this haunted house.
Is that one of the haunted houses they this year?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. It's the dumbest theme.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, it's an original idea. The story is this Victorian child doesn't want to put his teeth under the pillow for the tooth fairy. So the tooth fairy sends these like goblin gargoyle things to rip the teeth out of these kids. So the house is just these toothless gummy kids jumping out at you.
Oh, God.
My worst nightmare.
It's not great.
How do they get kids without teeth? Do they just go down to West Virginia and recruit?
I can't speak to it, but that's great.
That's so funny. So, in Oklahoma, we'd say Arkansas. We'd roast them about their teeth.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Yep. Oh, God.
Well, I live in Tennessee. I'm sure we get our fair share. I grew up in Kentucky and live in Tennessee, so I've had plenty of barbs thrown at me, as well as I've mentioned, my family is originally from the border of West Virginia and Kentucky, so you don't get much more hillbilly redneck than that. So I've got my...
I love that.
That's okay. I'm from New Jersey, and then I moved to Florida. I went from the armpit of the United States to like ass crack of the United States. I went from 2 trashy states, so I've heard everything you can be imagined.
So yeah, we have, it looks like we're going to have a final that is going to pit the Simpsons ride versus Hagrid's motorbike ride. Who knew? And I know the answer already. I think I know what Carlin's going to say, even though I don't think she's going to want to say it.
I'll make her.
We'll see. Better ride to gauge a future spouse on during a promising first date. Would it be a ride on the Haggard ride or a ride on the Simpsons ride?
Okay.
Harlan, I got to hear you first because I have a feeling I know what you're going to say.
I'm very conflicted because I'd want to take him on Hagrid's and be like, do you like Harry Potter? Like knowing what house they're in, that's important. We're going to watch marathons together, so you better know your shit. But also, we're going to walk by the Simpsons. If he's like, oh, I love the Simpsons. Red flag. Two, if he's like, oh, depending on who he likes, like, what's the one guy you mentioned earlier?
The Barney?
Yes.
The drunk guy?
If he's like, oh, yeah, he's awesome. Red flag number two. So I feel like if we go on Simpsons, I'll see a lot of red flags. So that'd be good. So if he passes, we're in the clear. But also Harry Potter, like, I need to know if they're a fan. But Simpsons, I feel like I could gauge a person's character a little bit better.
Okay, so what are we thinking?
I have a similar argument to Crumbs, but almost the opposite. It's weird. I would want to take a date on Simpsons in the sense of, like, if they can put up with that, like, if they can put up, it's the whole, if you can't handle me at my Simpsons, you don't deserve me at my Hagrid's. So, like, if you can put up with me dragging onto this crap ride, then good, you can put up with nonsense, which is a great quality that I'm certainly going to need in a partner. As well as, to Carlin's point, if they get on it and they enjoy it too much, then I'm like, you weren't supposed to enjoy this. This was supposed to be torturous. And then, like, vice versa, on Hagrid's, if I take them on Hagrid's and they complain, I'll be like, this is perfection in a theme park ride, so you can go home. Or the other way around, if they like it, then I know they're a keeper because they have good taste. Because if they're going on a date with me, their taste is questionable to begin with. So, I don't know. That's also, I feel Carlin on that split.
I think I'm going to go with Simpsons because this is this has sparked something in me. I'm going to start taking guys to the Simpsons to judge their personality. Like, thinking about it, there's so many things I could gauge. They don't like a Duff beer. That's already a first sign. I'm from Oklahoma. We drink a lot of beer in Oklahoma. So if you don't like beer.
If you're including the beer, that means you have to take all of Hogsmeade's into consideration as well.
Okay.
Like, because the beer's not part of the Simpsons ride. So if you're talking like whole lands, then you're comparing Simpsons Carnival to Hogsmeade.
Okay.
If you're going to play, you got to play by the rules, Carlin.
If he doesn't offer to let me play those carnival games, that's another red flag. You're supposed to just be like...
If he plays and loses, send him home.
You know what, Carlin? Here's the thing. I'm going to let you craft this question however you want. If you want to include the land, I'm fine with it. If you want to include the ride, I'm fine with it. This is wide open. Which one of these experiences would be better for you to gauge that future husband / wife / whatever, your preference?
If we're going just ride, I'm still going to go Simpsons because what if we get in there and he's like, I watch The Simpsons every night. It doesn't come on like 7 p.m. That's a red flag. I'm not trying to watch that every night at 7 p.m. Mm-mm, there's too many episodes. I can't catch up at this point.
All right, Brian, what do you think? Are you going to agree with Carlin or are you going? You can take the entire land as well if you would like, or it's your call.
I took it ride by ride and I'm going to spice it up. I'm going to say Hagrid's, and here's, so same argument as to what I said before, but I'm taking into account, because COVID, you know, shouldn't be dating, shouldn't be meeting new people, try to quarantine and all that fun stuff. So I'm thinking about it, like, in the future, when things are kind of back to normal, hopefully, the line will be long again. So the time spent in that line for Hagrid's, great conversation. They can't run away. Like, perfect conversation time. You can learn a lot about them. And then, as a gay man, there's a lot of unattached mentality to whether that my date would offer me the motorbike or the sidecar. There's a lot of, like, wink, wink, secret meanings, I feel like, into that. Like, there's a lot of ways someone could take that. They're like, well, I'm only a sidecar. And then one person's like, I could do both. I'll take either one. So, like, that'll give me a lot of information as well. So, and then, like, if it's a fight for the motorbike, then it's over. So, I'm going to say Hagrid's because personally, I can find out more information. Carlin is never riding that ride again.
I will never see it the same way. I will say, I just imagine Brian being like, here's all my emotional baggage, all my childhood trauma in this 3 hour long line with this poor man.
The second we cross those gates, it's like, okay, so here's my relationship with my father. And here's why I'm still bitter that I lost the superlative in high school. Right out the gate. Well, actually, no. It wouldn't be right when you get in line. It'd be after we waited like an hour. Because at that point, you've already invested an hour. So if you like try to buck out of line, you just wasted an hour and you're not getting on the ride.
First hour is like, so what kind of ice cream you like? Second hour, so how many times do you talk to your therapist a week?
I'm like, you have a therapist? Good for you.
You could be in that line for 5-6 hours and then you get to the sidecar discussion and then you're like, nope, I'm not
riding. Oh, that'll be make or break it. I'd be like, where's the emergency exit? Where's the child swap? I'm out.
The child swap.
Or no, I wouldn't be the one to leave. Because I waited for that. I'm getting on the ride. I'd be like, all right, well, you can sit by yourself in the back or you can leave. If we're not having a good time, you can leave. That's my mentality.
Wow. I don't even know. Both are great arguments. You know, I didn't anticipate either of these. I was expecting a more thrill ride to end up this far. And The Simpsons is definitely not a thrill ride.
Could you imagine E.T.?
Ooh.
That would
oh
be
my
Carlin's.
Gosh. That would be yours. My winner. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he likes E.T., he's out.
No, and then you could be scared and you could like cuddle up to him. It's like watching a scary movie on a date. It's on E.T., which is
Or it's an embarrassing date when I start crying when Magdal starts talking to me. Mm-mm.
Vulnerability on a date, Carlin's important.
You have to be careful. There's levels of vulnerability on a date.
On a first date in public. Oh my God.
If he can console you after getting on E.T., he's a keeper.
He's like, she peed her pants? I mean, I'm in at this point.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what he's really into. Be like, yeah, she peed her pants.
If he can handle you at your E.T., he can handle you at your Gringotts.
So, yeah, I have got to break this still, and I don't have a good answer. But you know what? I think the thing is, my heart tells me in a way to agree with Carlin because I agree you're going to find out bad things. But I thought Brian's argument was so compelling and so good.
I should have been a lawyer.
As well as I know in a way that this is going to please Carlin that The Simpsons did not win this episode.
Fair.
So I think as one who attempts to be a good host, as well as one who's honest, I think Brian's argument was better. And this way everyone leaves happy that The Simpsons didn't win.
I take it.
I'd be really embarrassed to say The Simpsons won, so...
I know. Carlin, you've argued for The Simpsons several times in this episode. It's a first.
Who would have thought? Yeah. Growth.
You're never going to look at that ride the same.
Especially not freaking Hagrid's. I'll be like, ooh. To Brian's argument.
You're welcome. Yeah. Hagrid's Magical Creature Motorbike Adventure. Call her by her full government name.
Just as God intended. So with all that said, I think we do have a conclusion. I think, surprisingly, the good news is it was a good ride that won. Hagrid's won our white bracket. It was a little weird how it got here, but hey, that's the way we play sometimes. Play a little fast and loose around on the whack brackets. So with that said, I think we're concluding this episode now. But before I do, of course, I have to give Brian and Carlin, who have been excellent guests. It's been a great episode for me. I do wish my daughter could have joined. Alas, she was not feeling well. But I want to give you guys a chance to explain again what you do over at the Double Parked, as well as tell people how they can reach you on the social medias and all that good whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We had a blast. I know we laughed the whole time. I will say you can follow us on Double Parked on Instagram, and then that's where you can find us on Apple and Spotify. But I'll give Brian a little time to talk.
The Instagram's Double Parked Podcast.
Oh, my bad.
So, and it's parked without the E because someone else took that name. So it's Double Parked, P-A-R-K-D, or like apostrophe D, but it's not. Apostrophes don't work on hashtags and such. We have a very lighthearted podcast about all things theme park, all things Disney and or Universal.
SeaWorld.
A little bit of SeaWorld. We're starting to branch out to it. Our goal is eventually Dollywood, so follow us along on this train until we get there. But we actually do brackets as well. So we did our most recent one is our Halloween one where we talk about villains. And we do a bracket of who's the best Disney villain. But we'll also do things like F, Mary, Kill, which I'm sure everyone's played, but we did it with rides. We did one where we assign yearbook superlatives like Class Clown and Most Likely to Succeed to different rides. We just do whatever stupid thing pops into our head. And you'll hear me cry over how much I love the Tiki Room, and you'll hear Carlin flirt with Dr. Seeger from the Dinosaur Ride through our podcast. It's a great time.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, so... Thank you again.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, anyone who wasn't aware of who you guys are can see why I invited them on. They have a great time over at the Double Park. They're different than a lot of the other podcasts. I try to listen to podcasts that have a fun theme. And on the surface, you're just like, oh, well, they go to the theme park. They have a good time. Well, anybody can talk about that. But they bring a different level of enjoyment to the experience. So, yeah, I was excited to have you on. And again, I was hoping my daughter could get on tonight. So who knows? Maybe you guys get on again. We can find some other Universal related whatnot.
Yeah, of course. We'll dig in. We'll do some snacks, Universal snacks or something. The possibilities are endless.
Oh, yeah. So with that being said, I am going to tell people how to reach me on the Instagrams and the Tweeters as well. You can reach me at Whack Brackets. Nobody wanted that name because terrible podcast name for a show, but hey, I don't give a shit. So with that said, you can reach me at either of those. You can reach me at Facebook, too, but we won't talk about that. And then finally, if you want to send me an email, talk about this episode, tell us what we got right or what we got wrong, or just give me ideas for future episodes, you can send it to anything at whackbrackets.com. You can send it to not even the Medjay can save you now at whackbrackets.com. I'll get it. You can send it to Carlin Loves Homer Simpson, whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. And finally, if you can send it to Brian's a Sidecar Guy.
I was going to say, in fact, I am a motorbike.
Oh, but you're a motorbike?
Believe it or not, I know. But I was going to say, find us on our Instagram and let us know if you're a sidecar or motorbike.
So, yeah, all that being said, thank you again for a great episode. And I think we're going to head out and I'm going to let you guys say goodbye on the way. So see you guys. Thanks for
having us. Thanks so much for having us. Toodles.